Well, the next thing about question I have about prospecting is, from, you know, people I talk with, is what should they look like, or what should you look like when you go on a walk-in cold call? Well, my answer to that one would be, it depends upon the situation. You know, obviously, if you're calling on a white-collar office building in downtown of a metropolis, you probably would want to wear a nice pair of slacks, a nice dress shirt and a tie, possibly a jacket, a suit jacket, so you look like everyone else going into the building. If you're calling on I own a commercial real estate company right now. If I'm calling on a industrial park or industrial landowner, I'm going to show up wearing, you know, a nicely pressed golf shirt and either khaki pants or jeans to resemble the people that are working in their field or in their parking lot moving heavy equipment around. I always say that I try to dress a little bit nicer than the person I'm calling on, but not to a level where I'm noticed. For instance, I wouldn't wear a banker's suit calling on a junkyard, because I would stand out. I would be noticed by the security people in the property. I'd also be noticed by the people that I'm intimidating to the people I call on. And all that will do for me is to put up their resistance and make it more difficult for me to get a conversation. So to answer the question about what you should look like the person that you're calling on, attire with a little bit more professionalism than what a person in that industry is suited up as. So, and again, the intention is to be a chameleon when you walk into their building, and also to be a non-threatening professional there to provide useful information. So anyway, the next item we're going to go to after this will be what you should sound like.